According to the latest study of the so-called Capital Rail Corridor released last night by the New Hampshire Rail Transit Authority, running commuter rail from Manchester to Boston would cost $246 million and attract at least 650,000 riders per year. And HPR's Sam Evans-Brown reports many in an audience in Nashua were ready to forge ahead with expanding train service, but the study will likely face a chillier reception in other parts of the state.
The Rail Corridor study evaluated a number of options, extending rail to Concord, Manchester, or just to Nashua. Any of those options tend to be a pretty easy sell in southern New Hampshire.
$7 million a year for the sort of benefits that this is going to produce. It's peanuts.
Mark Richardson of Bedford showed up at the public forum to urge action.
We got to get off the pot, and we got to get these sort of investments done now.
The Nashua option was really designed to answer a frequently asked question, according to Ken Kinney with the consulting firm the URS Corporation.
What is the least expensive rail option you could do that made some sense, reasonable sense, from the standpoint of transportation logic?
But Kinney adds the cheaper option may not be the best. The study suggests the state will get the best bang for its buck by expanding past Nashua to Manchester. That would add nearly 2,000 passengers a day.
In terms of daily boardings, new boardings, the Manchester Regional is at about 2,600, which is far higher than any of the others.
Extend rail any further north, though, and the price tag goes up fast. Besides the hundreds of millions in capital costs, which backers presume would be defrayed by money from Washington, it would cost the state about $10 per rider per year to maintain service up to Manchester. Going to Concord would cost over $60 a head. Which gets to the nut of the question. In the words of Nashua Alderman Ken Siegel,
I mean, in the current environment that we're facing in the state, you're not going to get state funding.
Car registrations and gas taxes largely pay for highways, but rail has to rely on fares and fares alone. The consultants acknowledge that the ticket box would likely only pay for half to two-thirds of the annual cost of running the trains.
None of these projects are going to pay for themselves.
Kinney floated a number of possible funding sources, everything from using Reggie proceeds to lottery dollars to asking towns along the corridor to pony up some cash. But ultimately, the decision will lay in the hands of New Hampshire's elected officials, which is likely why Chris Williams, chairman of the Nashua Chamber of Commerce, took advantage of an audience populated with several state representatives and three out of five executive counselors to make a pitch.
So my question to our elected officials up in Concord is, are you willing to sit down with us and have a reasonable, valid conversation about how we can make sure that the investment is put into this project so that we can enjoy the rewards that we have seen put forth in this study?
The study talked about more than 5,000 new permanent jobs sprouting up alongside the Capital Rail Corridor and 3,600 new housing units being developed close to the rail stations. The trick is that all of this will be concentrated in only a few towns, whereas the whole state could be asked to pay for the new tracks. Executive Counselor-elect Dave Wheeler from Milford predicts that now that the conversation is turning to who will pay for rail and how, it's going to get tougher.
Will people in Colebrook support a train in Nashua? Will people in Keene support a train in Nashua? Will Nashua step forward and add $5 to the registration fee for every vehicle registered in Nashua to have the local match part of the federal money so that the rub really comes when you try to fund this.
The next step for this project is indeed more funding. The New Hampshire Rail Transit Authority says it needs another $4 million to start the preliminary engineering and financial planning work of project development. Expect the question of where that money comes from, be it the state's coffers or from somewhere else entirely, to be the subject of much debate in the coming months. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.